Hi folks, this is Coach Porrick here from the Humble Coach Podcast. Hope you're all doing pretty well, and it's nice to be back on the air. So this is going to be episode number 53, everybody. I have had a significant hiatus over the last number of months from the podcast. I think somewhat of an enforced break, but also somewhat of a necessary break. Probably not a very good timing one. Logistically, probably a pain in the ass. I do know that a lot of people were enjoying the podcast, but I think I needed to reevaluate my interest in it and my orientation towards it, I suppose, or at least my attitude towards it. So at the moment, this is going to be a little solo episode to get me back on track. There is a number of guests lined up that will be out very, very soon. But for the moment, I'm just going to give you guys a bit of an update on what I've been up to and where I've been at and what's been happening in life in general. So a few different pieces. At present, still working away in CrossFit Galway, French Finale, enjoying life and lots of interesting good changes over the last couple of months. I've made life a little easier to enjoy and to make considerable progress. So that's been an interesting one. Also working with the Oranmore Mary Camogie team. Doing their pre-season fitness and helping them out has been really, really interesting the last number of weeks and will be for the next few weeks. Before Christmas, myself and my partner, Catherine, have been over the last year trying to buy a house, and we succeeded where I'm at the moment, and it was a major, major difficult situation, but no different than everybody else who would try and buy a house. But one of the main focuses of it was trying to find a spot that we really, really liked and enjoyed and wanted to really, really enjoy well into the future. So we found a spot. It's gone great. And can't wait to get out to the gardening. It's going to be a difficult one. But the office is still a work in progress. The podcast studio is still a work in progress. I'm very much a work in progress, as we all are. I think that's one of the big themes of the conversation I'm going to have today. I'm heading off to work in a little while, but for now we're going to have a quick little chat about exactly that. So some of the expectations we would have of ourselves and trying not to force things that may not necessarily need to be forced. And I suppose just keeping a good perspective on things. A lot of the time when it comes to coaching, we don't think, our coaches especially, we don't think we're doing a hugely amazing job, and we're quite self-deprecating about things. The problem with that is when we do get any plaudits or when we do get any praise, we either overstep our mark and really, really enjoy it a bit too much, or we just can't really understand it, and it's very difficult then to utilize it to improve our coaching, improve our enjoyment of life. So for me, one of the biggest things over the last number of months, and in general, has been the ability to, I suppose, a refinement of the ability to simplify my language quite a bit, lower my level of conversation within a class setting or within a private session setting. But I think an awful lot of the time it comes back to we have to be able to do our best work as regularly as we can. And I think a lot of the time it comes back to making sure that we have our home life in good form, or at least we have a good attitude towards our home life. We have a positive attitude towards what we are doing, whether it is in a training environment, whether it is in a work environment, whether it is in a just a general family relationship environment or whatever. The main focus really should be on the improvement of quality. And a lot of the time when it comes to, we'd say training, for example, the improvement of quality can, in general, can go against the grain a little bit of the high intensity mentality and the heavyweight mentality and go faster, go harder, the whole lot. And when you're struggling with the quality of the movement, all of those other pieces are very, very difficult to obtain on a regular basis in the correct way to sustain adaptation. And really what we're trying to do is as all of us as humans, trying to adapt to what's occurring around us. And whether it is in a particular adult or a particular life situation, we have to look at, okay, well, what's the quality part of this? And is it just a case of adding more and more volume? So something simple, if we just add more and more hours to our workday, is that really going to make a big difference to it? But if we only go to the 4 days a week of a few hours a day, is the quality really, really going to be maintained within that? And it's very likely it could. But there needs to be a focus on the quality first rather than just the volume. The intensity now is an interesting one on that, but notwithstanding, I'm going off on tangents here. So I suppose that for me, the big one is just to try and what I have noticed is the more I try and emphasize quality, the more I emphasize trying to maintain a high quality oriented mentality towards even simple movements. If it's simple mobility, it doesn't really matter. There needs to be a very, very high quality focus rather than a high volume focus. Now, the volume doesn't necessarily mean that like adding volume or longevity, or I suppose not even necessarily volume, but adding a huge amount of actual extra work to or workload to the whole situation isn't necessarily a bad thing, because then it can consistently force adaptation. But the problem is you're normally rotating and layering on poor quality, be it movements, be it conversations, be it attitudes, onto already dysfunctional or very challenging positions, be it in our relationships, be it in our movements, be it in our general life. So very much a quality control type of a mentality, especially this time of year, is very helpful, I think. So I think that's pretty much my point covered there. I'm getting off on a bit of a tangent, so I'm going to need to set these things up. So the next one for me would be, I suppose, and I think this is where the last year has taught a huge amount about, and I've always felt this way. I think I don't shout about it an awful lot. I don't talk about it a huge amount, and I don't actively practice it, I suppose, in a very formal way like a lot of people might. But the concept of gratitude and I suppose being as grateful as possible for whatever you have. Now, I would be definitely, we've all gone through difficult things over the years when we were younger, be it with our family, be it with our friends, be it with our general situation in life. But I think one of the biggest things has always been, for me anyways, a consistent level of gratitude and awareness of there are many, many more worse off than myself, and I'm in a very privileged position in my current state. I have a huge amount to be grateful for, and I think a lot of the time that makes it a little bit easier to give back, or to at least try and have an aura of enjoyment or energy whenever you're working with people, and potentially even in your home life. I think a lot of the time, though, and especially we know as coaches, the difficult part can be trying to separate that and make sure that you can have enough energy to bring home, enough energy for your different projects that you might want to do, and also being aware that you're just a part of somebody's life. You are not the main part, you're the main part of your life. And you need to really focus on keeping that consistent perspective while also very much just an overarching theme of being very grateful for wherever you're at. If you there's obviously a couple of great sayings of you either win or learn. And I think a lot of the time when we get into a daily cycle of not necessarily I suppose boring life, but a lot of life can be quite boring and quite same, and you can only go after a certain amount of things within reason, and it can be difficult to try and maintain a consistent amount of gratitude if you're when you I suppose when in my situation when you're so aware of it, so used to it and so generally grateful for all the things you have, I think it's okay to not have to practice gratitude. I think it's okay to practice gratitude on a very daily basis, on a very minutely basis, etc. I think we all have our own ways of doing it, and I do think it's just having the awareness to make sure that it is done, and there is perspective taken and there's time taken to make sure that you can actually spend a little bit of your normal time on really appreciating the good things or the negative things that may happen to you or the learning experiences, we'll say. One of the final pieces, guys, this is only a small little episode, to be fair, because I find it difficult, after being honest, to do solo episodes. I think I have that very challenging position where I don't know if I find a huge amount of confidence in it. In my normal life, I talk a lot and I present a lot. But yeah, speaking to the microphone just here and me and my own thoughts is very challenging at times. So if you do find it anyway helpful, give me a shout and let me know. I think I will use that as fuel to continue going forward. But as well as that, I'm going to try and push it from my own place of fear and nervousness about it. And this is my final point on it, is the levels of stress that we would try and normally incur. I think a lot of the time you have to, it's very easy saying that you can replace negativity or you can move the negativity out of your circle or whatever. But an awful lot of the time, the negativity is in our own heads and it's in our own perception of where the problems really lie. And a lot of the time we just build up such big stories of the negativity and the problems in our lives that we force a perpetual kind of feedback loop where everything related to that particular subject just feels negative and you can't get out of the cycle. So I think there has to be, like the gratitude situation, there has to be an awareness of, okay, well, what is the actual problem? Is this the problem? Am I the problem? And is the problem really a real problem? Is it more just a case of, okay, well, it's just irritating and it's not, you can't have a huge effect on it. You have to step away from it a little bit, to really see, have a good awareness of where the actual thing is going. And whether you can really happen to it. And if you can't happen to it, then you need to move and you need to walk and step away from it all, and then refocus back onto what you can happen to. rather than it happening to you, you have to happen to it, so to speak. So we'll leave it at that, folks. That was me just getting a rant on and getting it out in the world. Hopefully some of you listen. If you don't, no big stress. There's not going to be any big music to this. I'm just going to blast it out there, and hopefully we're going to get some guests on very, very soon. And that's it, folks. May it be the first of many more. All right, have a good one, folks.